Welcome back to This Working Droid, episode number 131, Elevate. I'm your host, as always, Headphones Neil here. So, basically for today's episode, I wanted to share a new game for Android and iOS, or not, maybe not a new game, I don't know when it came out, but basically if you ever wanted to find a way to basically keep your mind sharp, test your memory, vocabulary, general math skills, general word association, just to keep your mind basically sharp, then Elevate may be the game for you. So basically every day what the app does is it provides you three separate categories to basically test yourself. The categories are inversion, or basically writing, reading, and speaking. And basically from there it'll give you a variety of different ways to test your comprehension in these things. There's basically up to 16 categories, so you can get things. I didn't see a listing for all of them, but I assume there's other things like math and all of that. And it's presented in different ways where you basically have to build up a series of blocks or cubes or meters to basically pass that particular stage. Once you complete all three categories, that's basically it. After each category, you do get a summary breakdown of all the different, like basically results of speed, how accurate you were, how good or bad you did, and how much you improved over prior performance, and how much better, whether it was an improvement or if you did worse. Some levels do have lives, so if you make any mistakes too many times and you are unable to proceed and you have to do it all over again. And the app or game adapts to your play style as well. So if you, or not your play style, but how good or bad you do. So if you consistently do poorly at hard areas or do overly well in easy areas, then it'll adapt and make it the games and levels easier or harder, and help you proceed in that manner. So it's not like you're not gonna be, you're gonna be challenged, but you're also not gonna have fun, and you're also going to want to come back every day to continue playing. So basically every day you'll get a notification saying that the game is ready and there's new material to test you. So you generally don't have to remember. I'm indifferent to this. I'll basically remember whenever I have a chance, I'll take care of it. I'll try and also do a first thing in the morning, so it's kind of like a wake up mechanism to get me to start thinking. But you can always do it whenever you want. So that's really all there is to say about the game. Is I've been playing it for a few days now, and I actually find it pretty nifty and easy to play. It's very graphically nice too, runs very smooth. So it's worth checking out if you want to keep your mind sharp, or even if you, and it's good for all level, age levels. So whether you want to use it for kids, or you're an adult, or you're a little bit older in age and you want to just keep your mind sharp, then this is the way, this may be a way to go for you. So definitely check it out. I'll have a link to their website so you can find out more about the company, as well as the links to the iOS and Android app store so you can check it out. It is a free game, so it's not going to cost you anything. So definitely check it out. Let me know what you think. I have a couple of screenshots of one of the scoring and one of the three different categories. I didn't really want to do anything for in-game to give it up or provide easy solutions or anything like that, but it's pretty nifty and it's all generally very visually consistent. So if you have any questions, comments, or anything like that, you can always email me at headphonesneil@yahoo.com. You can leave me a voicemail at 714-451-6574, and you can find me on Twitter at patelN01, where you can get all of my latest updates and interact with me there as well. And of course, if you want to find this show or more shows on the Geek.io network, you can visit geek-io.com. But that is all for this particular episode. Thanks for tuning in, and until next time.